The Missing Cat, Level I. "Come on, Hugs," said Meg. "It's time for your dinner." She gave Hugs some cat food. Hugs sniffed at the food. Then he turned his head away. "You don't want that food, do you, Hugs?" Meg said. "Do you want chicken today?" Meg gave Hugs a new can of cat food, but he still did not eat. "Hugs won't eat," Meg said to Graham. "He won't eat the chicken or beef. He doesn't want the turkey or even the turkey with cheese. He won't even eat the tuna."
"I can see that," said Graham.
"But Hugs loves to eat," said Meg. "He never leaves a bit of food in his dish."
"He must feel sick," said Graham.
"Oh no, poor Hugs," said Meg. "Will he be okay?"
"Let's call Dr. Jan, the vet," said Graham. "She will know what to do."
Graham went to call the vet. Meg went with Graham. Then they came back to the kitchen to get Hugs and take him to the vet, but Hugs was gone.
"Gramps, have you seen Hugs?" Meg asked.
"Let me think," said Gramps. "I read the paper and he sat on my lap. Then I took the meatballs out of the freezer to thaw and he watched me, but I haven't seen him since then."
"Hugs, come here, Hugs," Meg called, but Hugs did not come to her.
"I'll look in the closets," said Graham.
"I'll look under the beds," said Meg.
"I'll help you look," said Gramps.
They looked under all the tables and behind all the curtains. They even looked in the basement, but they didn't find Hugs.
"Where is that cat?" said Meg.
"I just don't know," said Graham.
"Maybe he knows you called Dr. Jan," said Gramps.
"He doesn't like to go to the vet. He may hide from us for hours."
Gramps went to put the meatballs in the oven. Meg wanted to look around the house one more time.
Soon Meg called, "Graham! Gramps! I found him! I found Hugs!"
Then Gramps called out, "I found something too."
"Where was Hugs?" Graham asked.
"He was in the bathroom, asleep in the tub," Meg said.
"What a silly cat!"
"And what did you find, Gramps?" Graham asked.
"I know why Hugs did not eat," said Gramps.
"And I don't think he has to go to the vet. Just look at what I found."
"Oh, Hugs," said Meg, "that's why you're not hungry."
"Hugs," said Graham, "you ate all our meatballs."